meeting for May the 9th, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off our sirens or electronic devices. Mr. Andre, lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rose. Councilmember Bushwell.
Here.
Councilmember Lee Shaw.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Musler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. On the minutes for the April 11th meeting, there's a copy of the package. Are here any corrections or a motion? Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Neesler. Any discussion with council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committees, Public Works, I'm not aware of anything. We got some stuff down at the bottom that has to do with that. Planning and zoning, did you have a meeting this month? Finance Committee, Mayor's budget messages. I have given the messages for the sewer and the general fund to the council members up here and has copies in your package. They will be discussed at the committee meetings next month, and then they'll be on the agenda for the regular meetings. Personnel, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, the chief has asked me to defer item F1, consider hiring Jewel Cass, part-time officer. Chief, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Defer it till later for me. Governmental Affairs Committee, Landmark and Heritage Committee meetings are in your package. And also consider awarding landmark plaques.
We have two applications for the landmark plaques this time. This one is showing what most recently was Morales Grocery Store at 947 East Main. But the history of this goes back to the 1940s with the black and white picture you see on the left. And George A. Bear had his store there. And the picture under that shows where the original interior looked like. And then on the right-hand side, you see the Morales store property around the early 60s when the gas pumps were still there. And then the bottom is more recently before they closed the store in 2008. And the present owners are Kimberly and Kelvin Paul. And they applied for a landmark plaque for that. So basically the structure in that bottom right-hand picture compares to the other one, except for the door being the entrance was moved to the side. So that's all. The next one is the house at 332 East Main, across from the post office, now owned by Leslie Purnell Jr. Chip. And this house was built in 1945 by Warren Crockett. And the house sustained a fire about two and a half years ago. So Chip worked on the exterior with the new roof, and he reconfigured the entrance and put that door on the side. But the inside of the house and the structure looks the same as it did when it was built. He still has some of his equipment there because he's almost finished with the interior. So he applied for that, the landmark plaque. So that's the two for landmark plaques. We can recommend those. One vote on those two. Well, that's a formal landmark.
All right. Let's go with these. Do I hear a motion to accept the landmark?
I'll do the vote.
By Ms. Bourgeois. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Okay. And the next one is for the sign that says Farmer Landmark Site, which was most recently called the St. John the Baptist Church Office, which was built in 1901 as a residence. And the physician's office for Dr. Eugene Bourgeois and Eva Saradette Bourgeois. And it was a landmark on the River Road. And Dr. Bourgeois had his office in one part of the house. They had several outbuildings. Can't see right from this view, but he had several outbuildings. And one contained a printing press, and he printed up the death notices for the community in the 20s, in the teens, and the 20s. and he died in 1931. She lived in the house until she died in 1961. And the house was in disrepair for many years, and then it was renovated by a family member, and then the church bought it. And then it was demolished in 2007. And if you want to see what it doesn't look like anymore, it's near 190 and Rugon Road, behind that Kistner's business, and it doesn't look anything like it did. So that was recommended for a former landmark site.
All right.
So I move that we...
By Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Aye. Next item is named the West Side Journal as the town's official journal. After careful consideration of all the options, I am recommending the West Side Journal. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? I heard him. But y'all can decide. You want to vote on that? I mean, I can't decide anything anymore. Ms. Bourgeois tells me what to do. You tell me what to do.
Terry and I sound a lot alike.
Yeah. Well, y'all look a lot alike. All those in favor, forward. Any comments from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. There are none. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 3, 2016, I'll read it aloud. An ordinance of the town of Brule, state of Louisiana, the user recognizing the final form and execution of the bond purchase agreement in connection with the issuance and sale of sewer revenue and refunding bonds, series 2016 of the issuer. At this time, I'll open the public hearing for the first comment of public hearing is, anybody has any questions, Mr. Jim Ryan is right there to answer for us, because I believe what he says, and that's it. Okay, the public hearing is now open. Anybody? Anybody from the public wish to speak? All right, seeing none, I will close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration. Do I hear a motion?
Move.
Mr. Andre.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing, yes, sir.
Mayor, I just want to say thank you to Debbie. As she knows, these bond issues are a pain in the behoo, and there have been many, many days I've sent her emails saying I need her to get this or get that or calculate this by tomorrow night or whatever, and she's been wonderful to work with, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Debbie.
And I'd like to say, Mr. Ryan, that every time I go to one of these things, you compliment the female who's working with you. There's no hint of connotation there, but you know, you never happen to mention anybody else, so I understand that. Okay, any further comments from the audience?
Fish has been here in this field for years.
Yeah, Fish was there the night.
The women are ones that do all the work.
Yeah, okay. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Okay, next is ordinance number 4, budget adjustment for the town. We have a budget adjustment. We want to make to several items, the debt of which is the town's to the good, $165,800. We went over them in the committee meetings, except we had one of them that was a couple items that weren't exactly right. The council members have received them. So if there's any discussion on them, let me read ahead. To amend the appropriations ordinance of 2015-16 to provide relative to the appropriations for income and expense to the town of Brule. The first one is the 10. Okay. With that, I'll open the public hearing for comments. Anyone from the public who would like to speak? Public hearing is still open. Hearing no one, seeing no one, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration.
Move.
Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Oh, Nisler, I'm sorry, Rick Nisler. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bushwah?
Yes.
Councilmember Nissan?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yep.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
I don't think I opened it up to the town, to the audience for a second time, but I guess that's okay. They did have a chance. All right. The ordinance number five, to amend the appropriations ordinance of 2015-16 to provide relative appropriations for the income expenses of the town sewer system. Same thing, we went over it last time, all we really did was add money in that we got from a grant and take it back out again, so.
We added the miscellaneous expense.
Oh, that's right. Miscellaneous expense for one in white, who was doing the design in preparation for the sewer system improvements that we made, so we added that into this year. And with that, I'll open it for a public hearing. Anyone from the public? Anyone? Hearing none, no one, seeing no one, I'll close the public hearing, turn to council for consideration. Move to approve.
Second.
Mr. Nissan, second by Ms. Bushwah. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Nissan?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushwah?
Yes.
Okay, item number eight, introduction of ordinances, ordinance number six for the general fund for 2017. I need someone to introduce that.
I'll vote.
Mr. Nissan? Bean? I'm sorry. I got me worried. All right, ordinance seven of 2016, the sewer for 2016-17.
I'll introduce it.
All right, Andre. And the third one is ordinance number eight to modify our insurance to include retirees. And introduced by Ms. Bushwah. Resolution and accommodation, resolution number two relative to ad valorem tax. The resolution that we've passed for several years now. Basically, we have the opportunity to select, to collect ad valorem tax, but we choose every year to waive it. And I did not include it in the budget, so.
This will be the 11th year.
11th year in a row, that's good. So with that, let me walk and read it. To discontinue collection of ad valorem taxes for the year 2016 within the corporate limits of Cal Brewing. And this is a resolution, so it's public hearing coming before vote. With that, I'll turn it over to council.
I move accept.
Move by Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Anyone? Hearing none, do roll call.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushwah?
Yes.
Councilmember Nissan?
Yes. All right, the next item is resolution number three, resolution by the town of Brule to hereby urge and request the appointment of Wright Moore DeBart Dupuy and Hutchinson LLC as our official auditor for the fiscal year 15-16. We've had good service from, move Ms. Andre, second by Ms. Bushwah. Any discussion from council? Any comments from audience? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay, ayes have it. Resolution number four, declaring two vehicles as surplus and set a minimum price. One vehicle is a 2005 Ford F-150 Super Cab for $4,500 minimum, and other is a 2007 Ford Crown Victoria for $1,500 minimum. And discussed it last week in committee, so got these cars actually to get rid of. So turn it over to council for consideration. Move by Mr. Richard.
I second.
Second by Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay, ayes have it. Police Department report, chief. Assistant chief.
Last month, we had seven alarms, two 911 hang-up calls, one assault on a school teacher, a student threatening the teacher, one suspicious person check, four civil complaints, two two disturbances, one fraud by mail, one harassing phone call, one medical emergency, three miscellaneous calls, one noise complaint, one private property crash, three thefts, all which were solved, two from Family Dollar employee thefts, and one was unfounded, they forgot they lent the property out. Four traffic accidents, seven traffic stops leading to an arrest, one suspicious vehicle, one vehicle unlocked, eight warrant arrests, 52 total complaints, with 217 citations, 287 violations, and seven no insurance totals.
Okay.
Thank you.
What school was that the teacher was?
Berkeley High.
Any questions or, any questions about the police department? Let's see, correspondence, I don't have any, mayor's report, I don't have anything. Box of personal privilege, anyone? Yes, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Thomas Southon, and I've been an officer with the Berkeley Police Department for 7 years. Throughout those 7 years, I've had the opportunity to see good things and bad things. Most of you know we went through a very difficult time about 2 years ago with our previous chief and the public humiliation that followed his actions. However, that's not what we're here to talk about today. On November 14th, Chief Jonathan LaFoe took over the Berkeley Police Department, and he began to rebuild the department, our morale, and our public image. Excuse me, I'm not a public speaker. It was I knew we were going to be okay on Chief LaFoe's second day when I was reporting to work and I observed him helping out a broken down motorist on LA1. He pushed the lady over to JW's gas station and then personally paid for a full tank of gas so she could continue on her way. That made a large impact on not only me, but also the people at the gas station who were very impressed with Chief LaFoe's activities. Not long after that, I found myself laying on the ground at 2 a.m. in the dirt under some bushes, trying to catch a suspected burglar, which we did successfully catch a short time after. As I found myself lying there next to the chief, I realized how lucky we really were to have such a great boss. The chief's also taken several activities, such as taking the whole department out to Texas Day, Brazil, so we had an opportunity to bond not only as co-workers, but really as a family unit. And that trend has continued. We're closer than we've ever been, both as a department and how we work with the town. These were all simple gestures that meant a lot to us, but to translate some of the great things he's done, in the 7 years I've been here, the police department has gone through 47 officers, which is an average of 70 a year. Under Chief LaFoe's term, we've only lost three, two of which to well-deserved retirements, so really only one that we could have changed or done anything different with, one in a year and a half. And though I can sit up here all night and tell you about all the great things Chief LaFoe has done, I know I don't have the time, but I do have the time to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of your department for the best year and a half, in my opinion, the Berkeley Police Department has ever had. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Those of you who don't know me, I mean, it's Corporal Cipriano. I've been full-time with Berkeley, just over a year, year and 4 months, somewhere around there. In my time here, I was a reserve officer, part-time officer, through everything that the assistant chief just explained. And the transformation that you've made and the impact that you've made, not only for myself, and I can probably say for everybody that works for you, has just been... I don't even have really a lot of words to say. The appreciation goes beyond words.
Sure, appreciate it.
I know I speak for everybody, and it's just a pleasure coming to work. And we don't have the headache of dealing with all kinds of stuff. And you kind of insulate us from a lot of things, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Well, with that being said, we'd like to offer Chief LaFoe a small token of our appreciation.
Make him stand up.
Chief, you don't have some kind of disease we don't know about? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since I have everybody's here, since I've been with the department, Assistant Chief Salvone has been, I don't even know how to say, a great guidance on a lot of different issues. He's been the go-to guy for everything that we've needed. He's always made things happen. It's not always been the next day, but it's always been there. And he's always insulated us from a lot of things, along with the chief, that really could, one, demoralize, even when we went through the tough time with the previous chief. He always kept a positive attitude and kept the morale up for us that were around. I'd like to thank you for everything you do for us, have done for us, and continue to do. On behalf of all of us that work here and under you, we got a token of our appreciation from you. The hard work that you do, the extra hours.
Didn't know that.
Look, I appreciate everything. That's the department's running great, the town's running good, but it wouldn't be for the mayor and the council, we wouldn't have anything to have, I can promise you. They've been by my side 100%. The mayor, anytime I need anything, he's always there for me. I'm gonna tell you the truth. That was the thing I was most scared of. But I think his job is, oh Lord. But I'm gonna tell you, I don't know what I would do without him. He's really been great. We'll miss him. I wish he'd run 4 more years. I appreciate it, Mike.
Wish you.
I hear all the police department, the officers speak so highly of you, Jonathan. But there's so many citizens of Brule that feel the same way. And we're very thankful to see now the police department working well with the council and the mayor. And we want to thank you and the police officers.
Appreciate it.
Very good job.
Really appreciate it.
And we're glad there's no revolving door on the new building.
I know, we're doing good.
Anybody else? Well, I'd like to say that, and I've told the council members this, and anybody who would ask me, you have no idea the difference in the atmosphere around here since Jonathan came here. I'm like him. I had my doubts, too. I thought he was too young, whatever. But what he has done is he has created an atmosphere where the police department does not feel the administration and the council are their adversary, that they are actually their partner. And the pressure that's been off is unbelievable. Jonathan even comes to my staff meetings on Wednesdays most of the time, and if he doesn't, Tom comes, and it's just there's no stress between the two. And if you've been here when there was, and you've been here when there was, you can tell the difference. And it's been just a wonderful thing. And I'm just pleased as punch. And my wife thinks Jonathan walks on water. I can say something, and she said, "What did Jonathan say?" Well, you know. Okay, I'll find out. But anyway, from me personally, from the standpoint of the town administration, it's been really good.
I
keep it up. Just don't mess up with that elected chief of police stuff. I still don't like it, but I like you.
I appreciate it.
All right. No more comments. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Well, the Brule is playing in the semifinals in Sulphur at 3:00 on Friday. Field 30, I think. So, the police station will be open. We'll have an open house on May 28th from noon to 3 p.m. Bring everybody. That's anybody in the town, anybody from the vicinity. Town hall will be closed May 30th to observe Memorial Day. And a Memorial Day program will be held in Fort Allen at the courthouse at 10 a.m. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm moved.
Mr. Rose, second. Mr. Richard, any comments from all of you? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
6:04.